Another 5-minute mystery. A storm rages outside the house of Emery Lockmore, the celebrated Egyptologist and authority on rare Oriental treasures. A storm rages within, too, for there has been a murder, and dark forces, human equations, are at work.
Lockmore, I hate to trouble you further, but you see...
No trouble at all, Inspector. If I can help you solve the death of my young secretary, I want to do so, of course. Secretary, did I say? John Blaine was more like a son, Inspector.
Yes, yes, I'm sure of that, Mr. Lockmore. Now, you say you were sitting near the fireplace when he came in.
That is correct.
I see. Well, would you mind repeating what you told me before?
Not at all. I was sitting by the fireplace, as I say. The storm had not abated outside.
Blaine is here, sir.
Well, show him in, Wagnall. Show him in.
Yes, Thank you, Wagnall. Good evening, sir. Foul weather we're having, isn't it?
Indeed it is. But it's very good to see you, John, after your trip. Let me take your hand, my boy.
It's good to see you, sir. I've much to tell you about the trip. The curator of the museum...
Hey, what's the matter, boy? You look ill.
No, I suddenly...
Here, be careful. Wagnall!
Oh.
Wagnall, for heaven's sake, come here, man! And he died in my arms, Inspector. He'd not been in the room a minute, but he was murdered. The autopsy showed that. Poisoned with a mysterious mixture that has even the police toxicologist stopped.
I see. Well, I dare say...
No, no, you don't.
Let me go.
I'll try to get away because it ain't going to do you no good. Now get in there.
What's up, Rankin?
This butler, or whatever he is, Wagnall, snooping at the door.
I wasn't snooping, sir. I give you my word, sir.
All right, Rankin, I'll take care of this.
Oh, come now, Wagnall, steady yourself. There's nothing to upset you.
No, sir.
Here, give me your hand.
Yes, sir. Oh, such horrible things have happened here tonight that I...
What is it, Wagnall?
Nothing, sir. Nothing at all.
Why are you rubbing your hand, Wagnall?
Nothing, sir. Really, I give you my word, sir.
Not that I doubt your word, Wagnall, but let me see that hand.
Please, Inspector, I...
Why, it's nothing more than a scratch. Why on earth should you be afraid to show me that, Wagnall?
I wasn't afraid to show it to you, sir.
Inspector, I'm sure Wagnall can be of no help. Your man must be mistaken when he says he was snooping.
Ah, very well. You may go, Wagnall.
Thank you, sir. I...
Watch him, boss. Why, looks like he's going to...
Here, Wagnall.
Is he crooked, boss?
Dead, Rankin. Yes.
Wagnall, too?
Wagnall, too. That scratch on his hand. Why didn't he want me to see that?
It's beyond me, Inspector.
But it's not beyond me, Mr. Lockmore. I think Wagnall was protecting someone, and that someone was you, Mr. Lockmore.
That's a strange thing to say.
I think I know what killed your secretary. He knew too much for the good of your reputation. Blaine, your secretary, was really the brains behind your great achievements in Oriental discovery. Blaine had covered you up before, but tonight he came here to tell you that he was about to expose you for the fraud you are.
This is very interesting.
Wagnall knew, too. He'd have protected you, poor chap. Only you didn't give him the chance. You killed him before our very eyes.
And how, may I ask, was that accomplished, Inspector?
By means of that ring on your finger. You grasp a man by the hand in a friendly fashion. A slight prick. So sorry, old man. I must have that nail clipped. And the damage is done. The man is poisoned and will die in less than a minute.
Inspector, you're truly remarkable. You'll get a promotion for this.
Put the cuffs on him, Rankin.
You're too late, Inspector.
What do you mean, you...
Yes, I'm afraid that nail never will be clipped now.